I'm April Whitt. I'm one of the astronomers at Fernbank Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. One of the greatest experiences I've had is being able to visit the South Pole of the Earth during the summertime. I was part of a CARA project, the Center for Astrophysical Research in Antarctica. We were looking at infrared light and setting up telescopes that would look at the sky. While I was there, it was December, Christmas time, summertime, and there were no stars to see, no nighttime. The sun was up all day long. I remember particularly not really looking at a watch or a clock to see what time it was. You sort of figured that out from where the sun was around the sky. If the sun was shining down into the entrance to the dome, that was supper time. And then when the sun was over on that side of the sky, well, that was time to be sleeping. And when the sun was over behind you, that was time to be waking up. So just simply where the sun was around the sky. It was unusual. You watched the shadows a lot to see what time it was on a clock, to see where you should be. And some people get disoriented with light all the time, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was there just a short time. If you have a chance, wherever you live, go outside tonight, just as the sun is going down, and notice where the sun sets along the horizon. And do that again next week at the same time and the week after that. Take a look at where the sun is in the real sky and notice how, as the Earth travels around the sun, that sunset point is going to change. You can find it in your own neighborhood. I invite you to head outside and look at the real sky.